going.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knights!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here in person with
Sam
and Sean.
And on Skype, we have...
Now with 75% less gossip about dead celebrities fucking each other, it's John.
And the explicit label is 10 seconds in.
75%?
Yeah, apparently we're still at 25%.
What's the 25%?
Well, I'll know by government standards, it's really only trace amounts at this point.
Wow.
I don't even have to announce to people that I'm going to mention it, so.
Great way to start. So we're reminding everybody who's listening, you can find all the previous episodes on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher for free.
And you're going to have to watch the previous one to understand what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can send us a message on Facebook about the show. Facebook.com/KnightsOfNerdAttitude, and we will get back to you for any questions, comments, concerns. We are beginning the countdown, fellas, to episode 100. What are we at? We're at 4 left, I think.
No, we're less. We're at like 3 left.
Oh, wow.
It's the countdown.
It's the countdown. Episode 100. We're getting pretty damn close to this. We've already passed the year mark. Obviously.
We're almost at the 2-year mark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we're
weeks, right?
Yeah. Because I think we started this March of 2015. Or 2016, sorry.
It was around the time Batman and
V Superman came out. Yeah, because
great way to start the podcast, guys. A disaster of a movie. Yeah, well, not a disaster, but a shitty movie.
It was like that and Star Wars, the Force Awakens, Yeah, it was like the first movie that we talked about.
Well, yeah, that it came out like December.
Yeah, well, it was our first show. We had stuff to talk about,
like Wyverns.
Yeah, I missed that.
We're not doing Wyverns anymore. So anyway, it's the big countdown, and we're going to try and come up with a few things to do a big 100th episode.
We're going to do a topless episode.
If the room ever gets above 58 degrees.
It's at 60.
I thought we all said we were going to rent tuxes.
I just did the pants.
Actually, is the 100th episode the Oscar weekend?
Ooh, it might be. I got to check. That'd be nice.
Would be interesting.
Well, I'll be in suits.
That's awfully nice for the Academy to throw us a party.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. Best dressed, worst dressed. We'll have those awards the following week.
That's the Joan Rivers Awards.
So
Joan Rivers Memorial Awards.
Yeah.
This week, what we're going to do is a light agenda episode. We're going to start off with Star Wars trivia, as always.
Yep.
The Venom teaser came out, and we can talk about that. We're also going to talk about comic book villains and what we want to see come to the cinemas. And we saw, or Sean finished, Altered Carbon, but we have been trying to get through this show so we can review it. Sam's only a couple episodes in. Sean, you're done. Yep. John, I think you're on 7-ish, and I finished 4. So what we're going to do is review up to 4. And I think this show will create some good discussion here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then if we really want to, Sean could do a minute movie review on Coco.
Yes, I finally saw Coco.
It is an Oscar-nominated movie.
It is. Which it really is.
And we could talk about that in a little while.
But let's start with Star Wars trivia.
Go ahead.
All right, so last week's Star Wars trivia question was, what weakness is found on the Death Star plans that enables the Rebels to destroy it? And it was as you guys were saying, it's like a 2-word answer. It was, according to this, it's what, like a 14-word answer. But partial credit, you know, I'll take partial answers as full credit. So Chris, we're starting with you. What is your answer?
I'm gonna go with the 14 words.
You don't
like
have
an
to
exhaust
do it.
Port.
And okay, you're going with an exhaust port, Sam.
Kryptonite.
And John.
Yeah, I would go with a thermal exhaust port.
The answer is, well, their answer. I accepted Chris and John's. John was even closer. It is a vulnerable thermal exhaust port that connects to the main reactor. That is the full answer. I accepted an exhaust port.
Yeah, nothing. Nobody on Facebook answered that question, actually.
But this week's question is fairly easy. And it's actually our last A New Hope question of the year. Which is kind of sad, saying goodbye to New Hope and going on to Empire Strikes Back. But this last question is, what kind of farm does Luke Skywalker help his uncle run on Tatooine? Something to think about over the next week.
Very appropriate for Valentine's Day.
It is, I know.
Oh, boy.
Well, that was a bit obscure, but...
Yeah,
I appreciate the effort, John.
Well, if anybody who's listening has an answer to that question, it is posted on our Facebook page, and you can send us a message and guess the question correctly. And if you do, we'll announce it over the airwaves. Let's move on. The Venom teaser trailer,
yes,
came out last week. Last week or Sunday? The weekend? Something. I want to say
it was
the weekend.
It was this weekend.
It was this past weekend. Yes. And we're getting another Sony Spider-Man universe film. It's
may or may not tie in with Marvel, with the MCU.
That's what I was going to ask. Like,
because there are rumors that Tom Holland did film a few scenes.
I kind of want that.
I do too, for the sake of Spider-Man.
Yes.
I don't want...
Expand the universe. Yeah,
I do not want two Spider-Man, like... we've already been through... We're on our third already. I don't want two going at the same time, even though we're having a animated one this week, this December.
Winter, yeah.
Which actually looks pretty good. I'm excited for that one.
I can't... Animated cinematic release for Marvel...
Like,
is
it like Spider-Man Saves Christmas or something?
No, it's the Spider-Verse. So, like, Miles Morales is in it.
And it's a bunch of other Spider-Man.
Was it Ben... Oh, God. Who's the Scarlet?
Ben Reilly?
Ben Reilly, yeah. Like, he's in it. Peter Parker's obviously in it. So, it's like all the Spider-Men.
Let's stay on Venom.
Yeah.
So, we get Tom Hardy, who is starring as Eddie Brock.
Yep.
And for the first time ever... I actually heard every word he said.
That wasn't him talking. Or maybe it was.
That was him.
That was him.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Wow, he can actually talk.
Shitty accent.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting accent, yes, to say the least. And they didn't really give us much. There's a lot of doctor's visits and...
100% more MRI shots than any other movie.
The whole movie takes place inside an MRI machine.
There looks to be a bike chase as well.
Yeah.
With cars flipping over on their own.
Yeah, but that all takes place inside the MRI.
We'll get to Alter Carbon later. But and let me ask you guys this question.
Yes.
Where your favorite character is Venom in the universe.
Yes.
How do we feel about not actually seeing the symbiote in the trailer?
I actually saw a Twitter reaction that was like perfect for it. It was like a Sony executive talking to the guy doing the trailer. He was like, listen, when Jurassic Park did a trailer, did you see any of the dinosaurs? And then, well, yeah, they kind of like showed them all. Oh, well, the CG's not good enough, so leave it out.
Do you think it's going to be bad?
Oh, I'm terrified. At least it's not Topher Grace. That's a plus. But I'm terrified that this movie is just going to be atrocious.
The problem with trailers is I can never tell with these things.
Yeah. But the first trailer, though, for something like this, you got to, like, it's got to pop more than Tom Hardy freaking out in during a CAT scan.
Yeah, but they were, like, setting it up where they're like, we're not going to show it yet. We'll tease you. It is a teaser.
It is a teaser.
I know it is a teaser, but teasers are trailers.
I'm torn because I'm half on your side. Like, they're gonna screw this up. It's not gonna look good. That's why they're not showing it. But I'm also thinking, yes, I want to see more because I haven't seen Venom yet.
Remember when Spider-Man 3 came out?
No.
No. If you remember the trailers, the trailers basically ended with Eddie Brock being taken over by the symbiote in the church. And it was like,
it?
Yeah. And it was like, and Venom like jumps at the screen. Like that was the only showing of Venom that they showed in the trailers. I would be very happy with something like that again.
You think?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, like the trailers for Spider-Man 3 was like, yeah, Sandman's the bad guy.
Yeah, and then they were like the wait, movie. What's going on here? Oh, there's a Venom in it? Oh, and that,
oh, don't forget the Goblin.
New Goblin. But like that, they built up the Sandman as the bad guy in the trailers, and then they teased Venom at the end. That is kind of what I want for these trailers. Just give a tease of the Venom symbiote, which...
Well, at the end, you saw his veins go black.
Yeah, you did kind of see that. And then there's that part where the door, two doors open, and there's that scientist guy, and there's something moving in a cartridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a symbiote.
So I'm going with this is probably the Ultimate Universe, if they're following anything, if you remember anything, where the Venom symbiote is, like, lab-grown.
Yeah. Well, there was that crash.
There was a crash scene.
So what I'm thinking is... Venom's ship crashes. Guy in suit is probably evil rich guy, Elon Musk type, and he gets the symbiote, and somehow it gets attached to Eddie Brock.
He's running through the woods.
Something.
Actually, I don't know. He might be running through the woods, camping or something. The ship crashes. There's literally only two ways this is going to happen. It's evil scientist or
so
Eddie Brock gets possessed in the woods while he's camping, and then they try and capture him.
So this is what they've so Lethal Protector storyline, which I have not read. I want to read. Is this one of the two that and what was the other one? Planet of the Symbiote. Those are the two storylines that apparently this movie is drawing from. So where Lethal Protector is when Venom becomes a vigilante. Like, he turns good, but he's in San Francisco, as you can tell from the Golden Gate Bridge in this movie.
That's what that was.
Yeah. I thought it was the London Bridge.
What?
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
And then... the planet of the symbiotes, it's basically I guess they're Clintar. I don't know if they're going to refer to them as Clintar in this, but they come down.
You think they're actually going to throw in some of those
I doubt it.
Terms?
I doubt it. But there've been talks about casting Carnage, which...
It's too early. Yeah. I think it's too early for Carnage.
One of the people that they were talking to was it Jackie or Earl Haley? Is that it? Dukes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have him play Cletus. That's just... I feel like that's one too many villains in an origin story.
I
want
to say it's too early right now.
And that's a character you got to get right, because it's like batshit crazy guy with a southern accent and red hair. And like, just gotta give this a movie, see how this goes before you decide to go down the Carnage lane.
Yeah.
What's Carrot Top doing?
And eventually you can merge Spider-Man and Venom if this takes off.
Yeah, it's weird if this has no Spider-Man.
I want to see the budget for this movie though.
Speaking of that, there are, like, a shitload of people in this movie, which, again, for the Marvel movies doesn't exactly say much just because, well, I mean, you'll get a lot of good actors because you're fucking paying them a lot of money.
Right.
You know, not exactly a lot of people are going to turn that down.
Well, it's one of those track record kind of things. Like, hey, we've been doing really well. Every movie we've made have made a shit ton of money. Like, come join on, you'll get your payday.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's ever been embarrassed, at least the MCU movies.
Natalie Portman.
Some of the Sony ones.
There have been a few.
Natalie Portman, Idris Elba.
Yeah. Although,
No, I wouldn't say Idris Elba.
No, Natalie Portman left because she was mad.
Yeah, they
created differences
like
in the Dark World because they got rid of the director. What's her face? Who did Wonder Woman?
Yeah,
she originally did.
Patty Jenkins.
Yeah, Patty Jenkins originally was supposed to do the Dark World, then left over creative differences, and I guess Natalie Portman like lobbied to have her be the director of this of that movie, and once she left, she was just like, I'm done.
Oh.
Yeah. But, I mean, no one's ever, like, come out of these movies looking bad.
Right,
you know?
Right.
No,
yeah.
No.
Like, whereas I couldn't say the same about the DC universe, you know? So.
But this is one of those situations where it's not Marvel, so it's not Disney. So it's like you're putting a lot of trust in failed franchises, I guess. And, like,
well, who
is Sony.
Who's doing this?
This is Sony.
No, it says Marvel Studios on the thing.
It's not, actually, it's Marvel, not Marvel Studios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like DC where DC's like, everything DC is Warner Brothers. This is Marvel, but it is also Sony, so therefore it's not Marvel Studios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's two different things. It's weird.
But Tom Holland's in it.
Yeah, he's
it's got to be the same as the Spider-Man.
He's rumored. Feige said that it's a different universe altogether, but I mean,
100 episodes in, we will figure out how to pronounce that guy's name.
I know,
name.
Right? Feige. I'm calling him Feige from now on.
Sounds like a nickname he'd get in a fraternity.
Feige.
Dude, it's Feige.
But no, I mean, you got, like, Tom Hardy, Michelle Williams, Woody Harrelson, Riz Ahmed. Like, I mean, there's
Jenny Slate is in it.
Level. Yeah.
Decent.
Yeah, no,
crew.
There's some good names in this. So
it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, honestly, if you got to drop Tom Hardy into the MCU, as I'll still call it, probably not a bad choice.
No, if it crosses over with, like, Spider-Man randomly showing up, hell, maybe he's in it for, like, 10 seconds.
Or a reference, maybe a couple references.
Well, you'd have to see him.
It would be news feeds, if anything.
I would want to see him, only because they can say Spider-Man all they want. For all I know, this is the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. I don't know. You have to show him to be like, it's this Spider-Man. And then it's like, okay, I understand.
Watch it just simply be, at the end of the movie, him and Spider-Man team up. Watch it just be, screw it. This movie is named Venom, but we're going to have Spider-Man.
Tom Hardy, we're putting together a team. Like,
how many teams can there be?
It's teams everywhere.
God, it's turning into the NHL.
So
it'd be great if the end credit scene is just like Hardy showing up as Bane. And just be like, we're putting together a team.
Let's stay on the topic of comic book villains.
Okay.
So John had a question, and it is, what? Actually, you'll be able to explain it better. What are you looking
for? Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably the first movie we've seen in this last slate of, I mean, maybe ever, but definitely in this last, you know, 15-year run or however long you want to call it, of movies where it looks like we're getting, I mean, Venom's a villain, right? Like,
yeah.
He's, I mean, he's not like a gray, like, you know, sometimes one side, sometimes another.
Oh, no,
like,
no, he's gray.
He's
gray,
but not as gray. Well, he's like a
Deadpool. How would you say, in terms of Magneto's, is he more or less bad as Magneto?
Less bad.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Because, I mean, he was
when he goes bad, he goes bad.
Oh, yeah. When he goes bad, he eats people. So, I mean, just go on
that. But Magneto is simply bad the whole time.
Well, he's bad from a certain point of view.
I guess it's more like the self-interest sort of lineup. But anyway, yeah. I would still say this is probably the first time we've ever had a villain sort of origin story.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you think about it. I mean, obviously, there's a part of it where, like, I don't know if you could ever get a legit, like, villain origin story because, like, half of the force behind these movies is, like, selling toys and shit.
Mm.
So, like, parents aren't going to necessarily go out and go buy, you know, a bunch of, like, Joker toys if there's a Joker movie, which actually also in the news is rumored that DC or Warner Brothers is trying to get Joaquin Phoenix to play the Joker, which that is a take my money move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I saw that. Like, yeah. I'm 100%.
He's already crazy.
Yeah. Now, like, imagine that role.
Like, he may pull a reverse Heath Ledger, and this will make him go sane.
Wow.
Jesus.
That was over 10 years ago, and it feels like too soon on that one. So.
Right?
I thought it was an interesting thing, and I feel like with the villains, part of the reason that they always feel so contrived in these movies, like, is just you have so little time to spend with them that even if they are compelling characters, like in the comic books or, you know, some of the TV shows where you can kind of like drop in, drop out more with them. I don't know. Maybe that would be interesting to like set up another movie. You know, instead of like getting another Captain America movie, what if we got, and I just kind of pulled Captain America out of my ass. I don't know if there's a better example, but, you know, something about like, oh, well, a Captain American villain movie. And then you get a little bit of Captain America, but it's mostly about the villain. You get their backstory. And then in the next one, they fight each other, you know?
Like, get a Thanos movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if... I mean, Thanos seems like he's just pure evil. I don't know if how interesting of a character he is.
Yeah, he doesn't seem that interesting.
But, like, you know, one of them I was thinking of, and I was curious what if you guys had any in mind, I think would just be an interesting one, is the Penguin. Like
really? a Cobblepot origin story?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like there's a story there at the very least.
Oh yeah, there is.
There's like, not like, much of one.
No, there's but. Definitely so the Cobblepots used to be very as wealthy as the Waynes, and basically all their wealth just like went away. Like I think
Cobblepots, they put their money into cobblestones.
Yeah. Cobblepots like dad was basically, I forget what he did, but basically ruined the family. And
didn't
so
they,
that's
they
why
they lose all their wealth to the Waynes.
I think so, and so that's why like Cobblepot is the way he is, where
he hates Bruce Wayne.
He hates Bruce Wayne. But he still wants to get that power and wealth back at the same time. I would definitely be down for. Here's the thing with like my list. I did two DC, two Marvel, and both DC are totally Batman villains because they're the best villains.
They are good
villains. Oh yeah,
they have the best backstories.
I mean, Superman. What did he got? Bizarro.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you got for DC though?
You want me to go through my two DCs?
Just go for it.
We don't need Lex Luthor. We already had the Social Network. So,
I for my two Batman villains, I went with Dr. Hugo Strange. Who is the mad scientist guy.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's going to confuse the shit out of people, though.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. They're like, why are they calling him Doctor Strange? That's not Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's also interesting because I believe he's the only Batman villain who knows Batman's secret identity.
Yeah, he knows it's Bruce Wayne. And the other one is the Ventriloquist, who has always been a character that has always intrigued me because... Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's just a normal guy who's literally batshit insane, who's controlled by a puppet, or maybe he's not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's that great, because you guys have read that part of Batman with the Bane, where they bring him in the psycho pirate who can control emotions tries taking over the ventriloquist. He's like, it's not working. Like, it's impossible because he's so controlled by that puppet that he has no free will. He has no control over anything he does. It's such an interesting character, like, to go into the backstory because he is basically a mobster that does nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's
is it kind of a Bubbles Conky kind of a relationship?
Yes. Yes. As the only person who understands that in this podcast, yes, it is like a Bubbles Conky.
Talking to our very deep Trailer Park Boys following.
Staying in DC, I would like a Deathstroke.
Yeah.
But it's hard after seeing Manu Bennett in the TV show Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because he did a really good job for TV.
No, yeah, for yeah.
But you know, I think a Deathstroke movie would be pretty.
There's so much backstory there too.
I know, and you could make it like, yeah, he's an assassin for hire, but it's like a political thriller slash spy right. thing movie. I think that would work, but it would have to be lower budget, $50 million if that, and then, you know, you're only going to make $150 million, $200 million from that movie alone,
unless it's a good movie.
Unless it's a good, movie.
Look at Deadpool.
Certain things made Deadpool great.
Oh, I know, but it was a low budget film, and not many people saw that coming. I mean, the fans saw it coming, but
yeah, but that
not like normal.
But it translated people. Well.
Yeah,
that was. I thought that was another big obstacle to these movies getting made. We'll see how Warner Brothers, how adventurous they are going into rated R movies. But we know the Fox sort of line is already okay with doing that. But, like, I think it'd be a hard time to do these movies justice and, like, give a full perspective on the characters without making it probably R-rated or, at the very least, a very... Like, these aren't going to be kids' movies by and large.
Right. No. Especially DC villains.
Yeah. Sam, do you have any DC villains?
I got one.
A DC or...
Yeah, hear me out. I am semi-serious with this. Kite Man. Yes. Make it a comedy.
It would have to be.
Like, he's a villain, but nobody takes him seriously.
So, The Mask, essentially.
Kind of, yeah.
It's 100% The Mask.
Minus the special powers.
Yes.
Less Jim Carrey.
Oh, no, come on. You have to put Jim Carrey as Kite Man. There's only one person to pull that off, and that's Jim Carrey.
Maybe like 90s Jim Carrey, but not now Jim Carrey. Now Jim Carrey is sad.
That's not bad. Kite Man, but again, Kite Man is such
life
a
has
small...
gotten sad.
Kite Man would need to be such a small movie that only the fans are going to go watch it. Unless it's just advertised as some crazy comedy.
Yeah, but like Deadpool outside of the fans did not have a... Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
No, but then...
Like, people who knew who he was loved him, but, like, that wasn't many people.
No, but trailers pulled it in. Like, the trailers made fun of comic book movies.
Yeah.
And that's what pulled everybody in, I think.
That and word of mouth.
And at the same time, too,
like, not all these movies would have to be, you know, $150 million budgets either. Like, if you made, like, the Kite Man movie for, like, $30 million... And, you know, maybe you're sitting on, you know, as a studio, sitting on a lottery ticket that, like, oh, this thing blows up and makes, like, $300 million at the box office. Like, that's huge.
Yeah. Exactly. Low budget. Totally, don't need to make a lot of money.
Right. And if it totally falls on its ass, like,
you didn't lose a lot of money.
No.
Almost, in some ways, almost like making, it's like the horror movie dynamic of the, like,
oh, yeah.
Well, you know, there's, like, a 1 in 10 chance this blows up. But if it really sucks and no one goes see it, like, we spent like $5 million on it.
Mm. Yeah. That's
it. Anybody have any?
And even then,
Marvel?
you could make it and then probably sell it to Netflix.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You could always sell it to
Apparently
Netflix.
Apparently, that's a thing now. Netflix is just buying everything.
Anybody have any Marvel villains?
I do.
Sam, do you?
I'm trying to think of one. I'm just.
John, do you have any?
You know. If we hadn't seen him so much in the other movies, I think Loki isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But
we've kind of gotten a good dose of Hiddleston.
Yeah, I feel like he's basically the number two guy in all these Thor movies. So it's like it's like Thor and Loki adventures.
I'm pretty sure the first Thor movie was an origin story for Loki.
Well, the bad guy in all these movies has an origin story in every one.
Yeah, but that was like a very Loki heavy movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's necessarily a bad guy, but I would take a random Yondu spinoff movie from Guardians.
Oh, Yondu.
Yeah, okay.
Like early Yondu days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a Guardian early Yondu days.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be tricky. Well, I don't know. It would work. Given that him in the second movie was the best part of that movie.
Yeah. He's Mary Poppins, y'all.
One of my Marvels is, even though we already had her, I really want to see Hela.
Okay.
Turn bad, because she was good working with Odin.
Okay.
And then she went bad, and I kind of want to see that, because in the movie Thor, she had this kind of comedic swagger to her, and that I think would translate well to a villain movie, because there's you can't just have hardcore villain. It's not going to do so well as compared to a villain that is comedic.
Yeah.
And I think just the way she portrayed it, she just had fun playing that role. Like, she really did not give two shits, and it translated well to me. And I would really like to see it.
Mm. That's one of those movies where it seemed like it was fun for everybody to do.
Yeah. I mean, the execution? What's his name? Oh God, he's in.
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban.
No, was it
Carl Urban? He just had a fucking blast doing that movie. You know he did.
Doing a fake accent the whole time.
Not even that. Maybe it was just like, real. He's just like, can I take the two machine guns and jump out the thing? I know it's in the comics. I read the comics. Can I be that crazy? Everybody just had fun.
Yeah. Do you have any other Marvel?
I
got two Marvel.
I do. I have one more, but it's almost fan. Go ahead.
Go with it.
Not fiction, but just for the fans.
Yeah.
The Skrulls.
Okay.
Oh, I kind of want to see it, and then you could tie it into the Marvel universe at some point.
Well, they were owned by Fox.
Yeah, and then they
this came back. Thing is coming. Now that
it's going to be so incredibly hard to do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But
the only way it would work is if the following movie, you tie it into the MCU.
Mm.
Like the existing one.
Like, you call it the Skrulls, and I think that's just some shitty family comedy.
It's actually a cult movie with Percy from Dawson's Creek. And Paul Walker's in it, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's 1990s, late 90s. And there were three of them, I think.
Oh, the Skulls.
Was it Skulls or Skrulls?
It was Skulls.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I know.
Can't believe I watched that movie.
I thought you were joking.
Yeah, at first I thought you were joking until you said, you were like, I think there were three. I was like, oh, you're talking about that, like, secret society thing.
Yeah, it was Skulls. With the Dawson's River kid. Yeah. And then,
I was sitting there like, he's selling this well. Like,
he's got this old
thought. Yeah, let me put Paul Walker in it, you know. Dead guy.
All right, so I got my my two. First one, I would like to see an apocalypse done well.
Origin?
I
don't know. Mm. Like, here's the thing. He's got to be the main character, and like your main character has the audience has to connect to your main character somehow.
Right.
And he's just evil.
There's no connective tissue. Yeah.
You go all the way back. So since it's origin, we're talking about ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
So it would be his story of his rule in ancient Egypt.
So what's that? Was it Gods of Egypt?
Jesus.
I want to finish that.
I know. I really want to finish that one day. Like, it's so bad.
I couldn't finish it.
Even like the CG in that is just horrible. Like, there's the moment where they're walking in the water and it's like shin deep on the normal people, and then the gods are walking through and it's also shin deep because you know,
yeah, they even made them taller. Yeah. It's just like
all the gods are like 10 feet tall and like the water level goes to the exact same spot on their legs.
Nobody thought this would be an issue. Like, nope.
All right.
Anyways,
one.
The other one, which is kind of a joke, I would love to see a Mysterio origin story.
Oh yeah, he's the guy who doesn't actually have any powers.
He's just like,
he's a special effects guy.
He's a special effects guy who lost his job, I think, from Spider-Man.
Yeah, he hates Spider-Man.
Yeah, he hates Spider-Man, but like he always does like those traps and stuff, and it's just such a like down on your luck kind of like finding your place in the universe kind of movie.
Oh, did you finish Punisher?
No, I did not.
Okay. No, the last four episodes were really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it throws it.
I've been stuck on Altered Carbon and Venture Brothers.
Okay.
But anyways, those are mine.
I've got one more now that I'm thinking about it. And this is like a lock for me.
Okay.
Like, I would see this movie yesterday. Magneto with Fassbender.
Which you kind of got, though, with the First Class.
Yeah. I know. I want more.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right. Magneto and Fassbender.
Yeah. He
does it so well.
Yeah. Like, Magneto's an interesting character, but it's like, we've also gotten a lot of him. Mm-hmm. So.
It was the only good parts about the newer X-Men movies.
No, the first one was really good.
What, First Class?
Yeah.
I didn't like First Class.
You didn't like First Class?
Really?
Oh, I like the other ones better.
It's Days of Future Past.
I think that's the only good one.
What, First Class?
Yeah.
Yeah, First Class is like, really? I think you guys have to go back and watch First Class.
It was on FX the other day.
Kevin Bacon's in
it. Not that bad.
He was a shit
kid. Kevin Bacon pointing to a map with missiles on it, and you're like, what?
Yeah, and
he's just smirking?
Just because Emma Frost is in it does not mean...
Yeah, and she was horribly done.
It doesn't matter. It wasn't a good film compared to the others. Well, Apocalypse was not
Apocalypse
that good either,
was not.
But...
I mean, yeah.
We'll come to find out about Dark Phoenix later this year. Yeah,
which apparently is no longer a trilogy.
What, the X-Men?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Phoenix trilogy.
No, it was just the one movie.
It was going to be a trilogy.
No.
Like, everything's
going. I
think
there was probably hopes that they would make this a new trilogy. Yeah.
I can't picture saying it was going to be. It was rumored.
No, it was supposed to be a trilogy.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, do we want to talk about the future show?
Yeah.
Can I give you, since it's Valentine's Day, can I give you my poem?
Okay. Go ahead. Is this about Alter Carbon, right?
Yes. Yeah, are we moving on to Alter Carbon?
Yes, we are.
Oh, or actually, Sean, you want to do Coco first?
No.
Okay, yeah, I'll quickly do Coco. So Coco was last year's non-Cars Pixar movie. So, you know, it's probably going to be better than Cars. And it was. Really good movie. Very surprised. Going into this, I heard a lot of people saying that Coco should have been nominated for Best Picture. I can see where their arguments are. It's not only beautiful, like, colors, but, I mean, the story and everything, like, very strong story and very touching at times, like, made me want to cry a few times. I teared up a bunch of times, like a normal Pixar movie would make me do. Fuck you, Pixar. But no,
like it doesn't up you, right?
No, it's not like
first
5
minutes, boom, can't have a baby.
Yeah, boom, she has an abortion. Boom, she's now barren. Like,
Andy doesn't play with you
anymore.
Well,
it's a natural abortion.
Oh, okay.
Not a, yeah.
I'm like, wait,
the
what?
Baby is aborted naturally. Because she gets pregnant, then they're like, oh, let's get the room, and then she has the miscarriage.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, no, but this...
I'm sad now.
I know. No, this is... This movie is more of a happy sad than a...
Oh, okay.
So, like, the end of Up.
So, like a Nemo.
end of Up.
It's not sad like the beginning of Up. It's happy like the end of Up. Yeah, no, it's...
Hang on, little tangent. Do you think that's why they called it Up? Because, like, at the beginning, it's all up from here.
Bring you down so we can be up here. Yeah, this is easily an instant classic. Like, one of Pixar's best. Easily. Well done, well made. I was very impressed. One of the best movies I saw last year.
Who's the hilarious partner? Because there's always one.
A dog.
They went up. Okay.
Yeah, it was a dog with mange.
All right.
And a giant tongue. Yeah. It was good.
So how does it, without actually giving a number, like, where is it in the Pixar verse? Like,
oh,
is it
it's
upper
towards
tier?
The top. Yeah, it's yeah. Upper tier. Like, this was really good.
Does it beat Wall-E?
Probably. In my eyes, probably. I feel like Wall-E's a little overrated.
Ooh, no way, dude.
Wall-E's good. Wall-E's good, but I feel like it's a little overrated. Not it's overrated, it's a little.
I doubt that.
No.
If anything, nobody is giving this movie enough credit.
Wall-E? No, I've seen people say it's the best Pixar movie of all time.
I think it's the best Pixar movie of all time.
No.
I think it's better than Toy Stories. All the Toy Stories.
Up is by far the best, in my eyes.
No.
This is a pod we need to have, though.
Yeah.
We need to do a Pixar pod at some point.
We'll get some good rankings. Like, swords and knives, because there's no way I'm budging.
And they're all, like, you're so attached to them, because they're, like, a part of your childhood and, like, upbringing that it's like, no, man,
I'm pretty sure I watched
you.
Wall-E in my 20s.
Yeah, I remember going to the movie. I think I was with Amy at the time, so... Yeah, it was like 10 years ago it came out.
2008, 10 years.
Yeah. So it had that the magician in the beginning with the rabbit and the hat. That was the Pixar opening.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, you don't remember that? Oh, no. Man, that one's a good one. That. I missed those Pixar shorts.
Yeah. So anyway, let's move on to
Wait,
Ultra Carbon.
Was Coco the one that had like the 20-minute Frozen thing
yes,
in front of it?
Yes.
Oh God! Thank God you didn't get that.
I know. I probably that would have probably turned it down a lot for me. I mean, it that was one of the problems with it in theaters was that people like with kids would sit through that 20 minutes of Olaf and then the movie would start and they'd be like, I'm ready to go. Like, no, we got another like hour and a half to sit through.
It's just like the Emoji movie.
Well, Sean in Coco, yes. Did they, I think maybe, do they deal with like the Day of the Dead and stuff like that?
They did, which was funny because I watched Coco the same day I watched the, Dia de los Muertos, was it Dia de los Muertos? That episode of Altered Carbon. So I watched two things with yes. that holiday in it. And now we're on Altered Carbon.
So, John, you can read off your poem.
Kind of the same sort of story.
Yeah.
As Coco.
Yeah. Very similar. Just as many nude scenes. Which brings me to my poem.
There was one nude scene in Coco. Just what? Throwing that out there.
Okay. We're just going to let that one sit.
Yeah.
We're not going to go down that path. All right. So, roses are red. We are the Knights of Nerditude. Altered Carbon is lit and has a shitload of nudes.
Jesus.
Man, you worked for that, didn't you? God. You really, really worked to make that work.
Sean's deafening laugh.
Oh my God.
Like, that hurt to listen to.
But it's not untrue.
Well, no, I'm commenting not on the content, but on the style.
Oh, man.
So anyway, Ultra Carbon is a new, we already talked about it last week, new show. We said we were going to start watching it and review it, and Sean binged it.
Yeah, it was good.
John is very close to done, so, and I'm at 4. Wishing to go to 5, but I have to do this podcast. So
I think what might happen, I guess we could probably talk about this later too, but I think next week we'll probably do a deep dive on Black Panther, and then we'll talk about the end of Altered Carbon probably next week or the week
the
after
following
that.
Week, yeah.
The following week, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll give people some time. Listen, last week I came on, I was a little wishy-washy about it of like, oh, it's a cool setup, not really super attached to the characters. And honestly, I don't think my opinion to that extent has really changed, but buddy, let me tell you, this show is insane. This show is so fucking crazy. Like, it's on like the Game of Thrones level of like, you just don't, like, there's nothing else on TV that's like this. Like,
very far from it, and the closest thing I could think of is Legion,
right?
But for network yeah. TV.
Yeah, Legion's not a bad. Yeah, it's like essentially if you cross like Legion and Game of Thrones, and like gave Legion like all the violence and nudity and all that shit that Game of Thrones has,
and then multiply that by 10,
and set it in the future, and you'd be there.
Although, are we absolutely positive Legion isn't set in the future?
It's set whenever you want it to be,
whatever the acid that night tells you it is.
But to be honest, like, I'm not 7 episodes in, and I'm still sort of not really attached to the characters. Like, I don't really care what happens, but I'm just so, like, lizard brain amused by, like, future stuff that, like, it's, I'm just compelled to keep watching. It's incredible.
Yeah, this is an interesting world.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's only 2 episodes in. Yeah.
So this show was originally supposed to be a movie. So the book was going to be adapted into a movie, and they realized, yeah, this world is too complex, and there's so many layers to this world. We can't do it in a movie. We need to do it in a TV show.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. They went down that road.
And that's the best part of this series so far.
Yeah.
4 episodes in, and the world is still getting bigger. Yeah. And I still can't piece together some things. You know, I don't want to say it's plot holes, but there are massive plot holes in the first four episodes that maybe they'll close later on.
We'll see.
But it's just...
I can tell you. But.
It just keeps getting bigger. I mean, there's the one episode, the Day of the Dead one, where the woman just keeps dropping. They keep losing the girl. I'm like, that's a ridiculous plot hole. How do they keep losing the girl? And it's never explained.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering if it's just one of those useless things that is in there, whether or not it's going to come back later.
It'll come back.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Don't spoil anything.
No, I'm letting you know that that is not going to be a plot hole.
Okay.
It'll come back.
Good.
Not telling you how.
I'm not saying that it hurts the show in any way, shape, or form, because the show is so interesting to me right now.
I know I'm only two episodes in, but I'm starting to learn to love Poe.
Oh yeah, no, he's a great, great character.
I was watching the last episode.
Wait, did you see the? I don't know the lobby scene when.
Yeah, that was the first episode.
Was it the first episode
when he goes like apeshit
when the machine guns like drop from the ceiling and stuff? Yeah.
Like I was watching the last episode, and in that one he's I forget the main character's Tay or
Rickon. Rickon?
Riker?
No.
That's the sleeve's name.
That's the sleeve's name.
But, oh God. But I think it's like Ty or something is what they call him. That's his nickname.
But Kovach. Kovach, that's it. He's walking back into the place, and Poe's watching old, gumshoe movies, and he's dressed up as one, and he's like, I'm going to be your partner. And I'm like, I love this guy. And I thought it was a weird scene, but I really liked it. Was in that same episode was all of a sudden you learn that like all the AI have their own community, and they're playing poker,
the poker game,
which they never even, as far as I've watched, never really go back to. But it's just, like we've been talking about, like the world is so like impossibly big. Like I don't even understand really like what Poe is and like what like his deal is. Like obviously he's an AI, but like what are they in? Are they in like a computer program or something, or is that an actual building? Like
I think it's just the program for the building.
Yeah, so basically Poe is the building, so he controls everything about the building.
So it's like the guy in the Continental in the John Wick movies.
Okay, but it is a physical space. They are in, as they say in the show, the real.
Well, we don't know. Well, at this point, who the hell knows?
It is.
Okay.
It's the real. It's the Raven is the name of the hotel.
I love the Raven. I love it. And I think that's why I guess this kind of spawns from John Wick. The Continental is literally the best part of the John Wick movies. Mm. And they're getting their own TV show. It's getting its own TV show. So I think that's why I like The Raven so much. The world.
Yeah, I'm so down for that show, by the way. That's going to be great.
I know. And I kind of want... And I know Keanu Reeves is coming back to play John Wick, but I would like the bellhop and the guy who runs the Continental to come back. I don't think that's going to happen, but I would love it if those two came back.
No, if it's just Ian McShane and the other guy who was in The Wire, like that show would probably be like my favorite show.
Yeah, easily. It's on Stars though, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, don't get Stars.
Yeah,
but anyway, back to Alter Carbon. The world is so massive,
and it's not just the world because they mention Offworld too.
Yeah,
because I keep forgetting Kovach. When he's killed, or when he's part of that organization, they're off world.
The envoy,
yeah,
he's
an envoy.
Like envoy, I don't think he's ever been to Earth before.
No, yes,
yes,
yeah.
Oh, well, I'm only two episodes.
It's not really. It's implied, but it's not really. Or at least right now, it's not that set Earth? That he's been to Earth before.
Yeah,
because it's all new to him.
There is. Like I said, I think it's episode 7, so the one John's on, it's literally a Kovach backstory.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay, where it's good. All him before, like, during the war and everything. Like, so
that's fine, we'll take it.
It's a nice episode. Like I said, it's the safe episode to watch around parents, because there's, like, no nudity.
There's only killing.
Yeah, there's only blood. It's fine.
Bravo, I have to say, bravo to Mrs. Bancroft, 45 years old.
standing tall.
Yeah, like I said, of the top 10 build people on this show, you see 5 of them naked. Not spoiling who.
Well, I'm pretty sure, but Sam, yes, already saw all of them by episode 2. So,
oh man, yeah, there's a lot of nudity in this.
There is. It's got like this dystopian reality to it.
Well, it's supposed to be.
What did you call it? Grunge? Something?
No,
grunge?
It's cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk
is the exact that is the name for this
genre.
Yeah,
I'm definitely sold in this show.
Oh God, yeah.
I don't even care about solving the murder. I don't even care.
Right?
Just give me the rest of the world.
I don't think
they go in like one of the few. I don't think this is in the first 4, but like, you know, he starts to solve the case or at least a part of it. And part of me is just watch this. I'm like, I don't really care that much. Just show me some more weird stuff.
No.
Like the scene where they go to the rich people party and there's like husband and wife fighting. And then the cop's like, you don't have a license.
She just shoots it to shut it down.
I stopped watching, and I don't know how I stopped because I was just so invested at this point. The last part I saw was when he's interrogated in that building, and then he casually leaves the building.
Mm.
And then he goes back, and then he runs into the cop in his hotel room. And then at this point, she's going to explain how she knows him.
That episode, how crazy is that episode?
About in the mind?
Yeah.
The VR one? So, my goodness. It was so good.
Because Sam's not there
yet. It's utterly ridiculous. But
basically, this they found a way to interrogate people by doing it in their head. So you're plugged into like a VR, like a video game.
Yeah.
And one person has complete control over it. So they're like, give me the pliers. And then pliers appear. And then, you know, whatever with the pliers. But they can kill you and bring you back forever.
But the thing is, it's pay per use.
Yeah.
So if you're interrogating me, you say, all right, let me use it for an hour. They'll shut you down after an hour. So if you don't get it, you're out.
Yeah.
You
have to pay for
you
more.
You have to do whatever. They teach, do you know that the guy is an envoy? I wanted to make sure, but envoys are trained how to beat the program and get out of the program. So put that together, and then weapons, and then bodies. And just, you'll see. Once you get there, it's just utterly ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy. And then how he gets out and everything, like... And then just everything that happens after he gets out. Like, it's just so nonchalant with the head in his hand. Like,
And then he comes out of the shower and he's just like, what's that? And he's like, a souvenir. He's just like, sent,
like on ice.
Gives it a love tap on the side of the head.
Is it me or is it just the gunshots are cooler?
Yeah, because it's not like a bullet. It's like plasma
pulse. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a glowing orange ring.
Or the best one was where they fire the gun, and it's got the magnet thing, so it comes right back to it. You haven't seen that, have you, Sam?
No, that's so good.
Yeah, you gotta keep going on this show, Sam. Like,
it's just so far out there.
Like, I'm sold on this series, guys. Like, you don't have to sell it to me.
It's the show is very much a collection of like just crazy things happening.
Yeah.
Like everything the whole like fight drone stuff. Like, have you seen that guy?
The fight drone with
the guy that looks like super weird. Like he almost looks like a knockoff version of the Joker.
Yeah, with the purple hair.
Wait, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
I'm not there yet.
Well, that guy's coming.
Yeah.
I know. It shows up a few times. It's like a level. Every episode, you go up a level and fight a boss.
Yeah.
So a couple episodes before was the guy with like the spine things that like juiced him up and made him stronger.
Yeah, I'm up to that guy.
You're up to that guy? Yeah, yeah, that's like the one level, and when then he fights like the husband wife, and like he fights like the guy in the mine, and he's like gets a 5,000 points, and now he's up to the next level. It's just,
it really is like that. It's like the Pokemon gyms.
So John, with the battle drone thing, how many times have you been there? Once or twice?
Twice.
Okay, so something happened at the end of the episode.
Like, I don't know.
Because something huge happens. Like a ninja. Right.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, okay.
The show is just, it's incredible. It's like, part of it too, it's weird how these Netflix shows, like, I feel like the best comparison, like, people say they're like 10-hour movies, and maybe that's an okay comparison, but I feel like they're almost more like books. Like, you can honestly stop an episode in the middle and just come back and watch the rest.
Mm. Well, and that's nice because this was adapted from a book, so, I mean, right. It works. Yeah.
And you can stop at the end of an episode and go right back to it. It's nothing.
Yeah, and they really work the cliffhangers, really too, to, like, just pull you through.
Mm. Yeah, the cliffhanger I'm at right now is when she's trying to explain to him how she knows him.
Yeah.
And there's just, part of it, too, is there's so many, like, future things going on. Like, John was kind of getting at this earlier with the whole, with the sleeves and the stacks, you know, how you can transfer consciousness to one body to another. Like, they really start playing with that so much that,
oh yeah,
it just adds just a whole nother level on everything else that's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that one of the daughters took the sleeve mom. Of the mom,
yeah,
just to, like, have sex with a guard.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, here, so it only works for Sam. So, Sam, you've met the friend. You've met
the black guy?
The black guy, basically.
Yeah, they're not friends yet.
But. Okay, well.
You know it's going that
they're
way.
They're never truly friends.
Once you win it, at the end of that episode, you know they're going to get
I'm
together.
I'm assuming he's putting together a team.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He's taking the Marvel approach.
Like, it's in everything, so.
But, so you haven't come across his daughter yet, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You have?
Well, technically, yeah. He sees her in the VR world.
Okay. Do you recognize that actress?
Wait a minute. Is she part of Josie and the Pussycats?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Like, the whole time, I'm like, oh, it's that girl from Josie and the Pussycats from Riverdale.
I gotta get back
to that. And then it gets a little mature with her, and I don't know how to look at her anymore.
It gets a little mature.
Everything else in this show.
What does it get more? Yeah, what does it get more mature in this show?
Like, you go back to Riverdale. Like, I've seen things with you.
Well, it's funny because I haven't seen. She hasn't been in like the past like half season. So I'm like,
yeah, because she's getting banged in the VR.
So, like, I'm assuming that actress was busy working on Altered Carbon.
She was busy.
Oh man,
yeah,
yeah. Her character line, I guess. Her arc is crazy too, like,
yeah. Because like when he finds her in there. First of all, I was like, "What the hell are we doing? What is this? Where am I? What show am I watching?" And then like he finds her and she does that weird scream thing, and then he's like, "She's." Oh, you're keeping her in there? I'm like, wait, she's still alive? Oh, yeah, people, the stack, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, by the fourth episode, they don't solve that plot just yet.
It's just, I love how the fact that whorehouse that she works at is called Jack It Off.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, oh, so.
Take your towel from the rack.
I forgot about that.
Take a towel from the rack.
Like, he walks in, and there's, like, two guys sticking their dicks in glory holes. It's just like, all right, Joe.
Don't forget to take a towel from the rack. And it's just, the guy comes out of the room, and he throws the used one in there.
Just like, so, no nuance to the show.
Do we go back to Jack It Off, by the way, after the fourth episode? I feel like we have to at this point.
That is part of the story. I don't know exactly. Shoot.
They go to take it in the butt.
How many times have they gone to Jack It Off?
This is...
Once a day.
Once he's kind of caught there.
Okay, I think that's the last time.
Two if it's a boring day.
That's the last time.
Yeah. Two if it's a boring day.
I love how he runs around with that freaking pink backpack all the time.
Oh, I know. It's so great.
I don't think the pink backpack is in the second episode.
Oh, it is. It's in the first.
No, I remember in the first.
Yeah, oh, it's in...
But, like, I don't think it shows up in that.
Because he's got all his drugs and his guns in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Speaking of drugs, though, Chris, you've come across Grandma, right? That's the idea.
Grandma, yeah.
How weird is that episode with that dude?
The guy playing, acting,
yeah,
was spectacular.
Oh, he was, because then he's put another stack in him. Have you seen that? Like, is that the same episode or is that
no,
the next episode?
No, it's the next episode.
Oh, so he gets...
he has the grandma one. Firstly, did she kill him?
No.
When, to take over the body?
No.
Okay, because he's in the morgue.
Right, well, he...
And then cause, she puts in the grandma chip.
Yeah,
stack.
She uploads grandma's stack. And
then takes it out.
So, Sam, think of this, like, 6 foot tall...
You'll see
bald,
it.
Bald, covered in tattoos guy.
You have to see it.
Talking like a Hispanic grandmother.
Because it's fantastic. Hey, I'm peeing standing up!
And then I love, like, at the end where she's like... Do you guys have any drugs in the evidence locker? I've never done them, but I kind of want to.
And she wants to become a dog, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I get kind of a conspiracy theory. It's got nothing to do with the plot of the show, but
okay.
Here's my conspiracy theory. First off, is it kind of odd that Netflix clearly spent a shitload of money on this, yet the thing they drop in the Super Bowl ad, even though it's released practically the same time, is Cloverfield? Because what if part of the reason they did Cloverfield was to, like, get people to, you know, not to, like, go to Netflix for the first time ever, but, like, get people on Netflix, and the people that would kind of be interested in that might be interested in this.
Actually,
so in some case, it's, like, backdoor promotion, you know?
Yeah. I did notice this when I first signed on to Netflix to watch Cloverfield. The first thing that popped up was recommended for you on the big, you know, the big thing was Alter Carbon. Mm. It was not Cloverfield.
Yeah, so I noticed that, too. Although I should say the second dime I went on. First time I was right after the Super Bowl, so it was like right there.
No, it was the Monday. I went on.
I know. I went
the next
Sunday.
Day, it was still.
I know. I went on Sunday, and it was like Cloverfield.
I know.
Right,
you
here.
Think they would put it up front?
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Alter Carbon was right there.
Yeah.
Because I'll say this: this would be like the impossible show to give like a 30-second like Super Bowl ad preview for.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't show any of the scenes because there's tits in every single one.
Yeah, for $5 million for 30 seconds, that's. A decent chunk of change.
Ugh.
No, show's great so far.
Yep, I can't wait for you guys to finish it.
Do you want predictions? Do they actually know who solved?
Oh yeah, they the last episode they solved the crime.
It was old man Jenkins.
Sean, is the last episode? Is this a limited series? Is this it?
No. So okay. This was a series. I think this is a 3 books. So was Altered Carbon's the first book, so it definitely ends on a cliffhanger, I guess you would say. So very easy to move on and do more. But so I haven't seen that they've brought it back for a second season. I can't see why they wouldn't if they're bringing the OA back for a second season, which is coming up soon, by the way. I think it's this month.
I'm not watching it.
I know. I might give it a shot.
I'm not watching it.
I'm a season invested. I might just be like, okay, stupid show. Where are we going now?
And you know what the problem is? And it's not the problem, but that's what Netflix does.
Mm.
That's what they're doing. And if they can get that, then they win. Yeah.
Well, the big news with Netflix today, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Ryan Murphy, the guy who does... like American Horror Story in the past at Glee and American Crime Story. He just signed with Netflix for like, I think a 5-year, $300 million deal. Jeez. I don't know if that's like compensation or that's just like what they're going to put behind the shows.
Wow.
But like, that's a huge get. And that's, I mean, that's like taking one off the board for Fox. Cause I mean, he did a shit ton of stuff for FX.
Yeah.
You know, big like tentpole kind of shows.
Hmm. Damn.
All right.
They're spending a shitload of money. Hopefully it gets them somewhere.
I know. All right. So why don't we wrap this up for this week.
All right.
Next week, what we're going to do is we're going to pretty much just go balls out for Black Panther.
Chris, did you want to preview Black Panther for all the trailers you've seen?
No, I think we're okay with this. We talked about it enough at this point.
Have you been actively trying to avoid one of those Lexus commercials as well?
Yeah. And it's not just like, Lexus, it's something else too.
Those are like everywhere.
Yep, I've been actively avoiding.
It's nice when you don't watch TV. I don't see them at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to look down. So,
but you like also go la 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 la.
No, that's only in theaters.
La 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 la. Yeah. Actually, Lexus plays a very important part in the plot. So, it's actually spoiled it for you.
Sure, it does. Okay, so let's wrap this up. So next week we're going to do
Black Panther.
And then the following week, or if we have time, we'll do some more Alter Carbon.
Yeah.
I think John mentioned we're going to do 2 weeks Alter Carbon, give people some time.
Yeah.
So that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.